Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. You might be in the car on the way to a match. You might just be sitting at home in the bath getting your weekly dose of John Cadogan.
Yes, hello.
Have you ever been described as a dose before, John?
I've never been sort of prescribed. I'm not a dosage.
What is the recommended dose of John Cadogan per week?
2 milligrams. I don't know. I don't think it bears much scrutiny. All right.
You didn't want to carry on with the riff.
Riffing is your thing.
Now, you may hear a very positive, upbeat tone to our voices this week, and that is entirely fake.
Yes. It's all put on.
All put on just for the cameras. We are being completely upbeat and very positive this week, and in no way mortally depressed about the National League and where our team, Torquay United, are. If you are just joining us, as it is a new year, happy new year to you.
Yes, happy new year.
We are the National Obsession. We are a National League podcast. We both support Torquay United. We do have Torquay Corner, but it is not a Torquay United podcast. But so anything you'd like to tell us on at NatObsPod on Twitter, yep. Or what's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com. More on that later.
Yes, and also rate and review us and subscribe on iTunes or get us on SoundCloud. But you found us anyway. You're listening. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. The National League football, the Silkmen, John.
They're top. And
Macclesfield. We always say there's someone who runs away with it.
Yeah.
There's always someone who runs away with it.
They're starting to put a bit of distance, aren't they?
Yeah. Six points at this stage. I mean, they can be reeled in.
Oh, yeah.
Silk. They can get... That silk can be reeled in. No, let's not start like this. We might have some new listeners, John.
Let's
pretend we're clever. Pretend we're good at the jokes.
Yes.
What points are they on Macclesfield, John? Let's have a look.
54 points.
And what? So that's 34 points ahead of Bottom Club, who is currently...
We're not a Torquay United podcast. We're going to be positive.
We're a National League podcast.
What this podcast is going to be is like the Fox News Network talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's all going disastrously, but we're going to talk it up like it's going brilliantly anyway.
Fake news. It's going to be full of fake news. No, real news. The Silkmen. I, for one, John, am pleased for Macclesfield Town.
Are you?
I like them as a club.
Yep.
I've been there.
Yep.
We've discussed in the past.
We have, yeah.
That I once took a lady on a date.
Yes.
To Macclesfield away.
She took a shine to Richie Barker,
and then did not call me again.
She ran off with Richie Barker.
But
possibly.
Who's married with two kids now and got his own podcast with 12 to 15 listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know how many listeners we have. I'd be happy with 15 if I'm honest.
Well, our Twitter following says 170 something.
A lot of them are in negligees, John.
From California, but What yes. can you do?
Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
What is going on at Solihull Moors is that they're improving.
I know.
They've got a decent, proven Football League manager in who's just making a difference.
Yeah. Solihull Moors last few at Damson Park. They beat Maidenhead United 3-1. That's a proper result, John. That makes me think they're out of it.
Positive. Yeah. Positive, positive, positive.
I did see at the beginning of December they signed a record. Their record signed. Jamie Record.
Oh, right. I see.
Not a scratch on him. He's 33. Or 45. We're not sure.
Yeah.
He's 33. But if you play him at... No, I think we ran out.
He runs a lot faster. Yeah.
We ran out. He runs a lot faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, strangely, as he got older, he got faster. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
As you could hear the... Really were was, the cogs.
Yeah, was...
The cogs were whirring for that joke then.
There's a bit of there's a bit of rustiness to shake off in the New Year's period.
Yeah.
Before we move any further...
Don't move any further. Sorry, that was...
I think we should get out of the way an apology.
Oh, I think we've got a few apologies to make, haven't we, John?
Well, I would...
You've got a few, haven't you?
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologise for the length of the...
Length? Stop there. No, carry on. John's apologising for his length again, everyone.
For the length of the Christmas story, A Christmas Call.
It was really long, John.
It was over 10 minutes long.
It wasn't... I tried to stop you, like, during it. Like, okay.
I know, listen
okay,
back.
I think we've got the joke.
There were subtle hints to sort of...
We'd got the joke,
I
mean, after, like, the moment you'd said A Christmas Call. We could probably put the pieces together after that.
I make no excuse. Well, I do make some excuses. I was ill.
Yeah.
It had been a long and tiring festive calendar of social activities.
You had an orthotics injury.
I think I was in the red zone in the fitness state. But what I did was foolish and it was wrong.
Yeah.
I've had stern words for myself. I'd like to take this moment to apologise to anyone who was offended.
I think we've lost listeners. A lot of them ladies in negligees who are big fans of us on Twitter, John.
Yeah.
They did not enjoy A Christmas Call.
Also, within A Christmas Call, I may have left in a f***er.
Oh.
Which, again, I make no excuses for.
My
other
sister,
than the fact
John,
I was editing it the day before Christmas Eve and I wasn't really focused.
My sister, Sarah Pierce, is a big... She lives in Cyprus. Big fan of the National Obsession podcast, at NotObsPod. Rate and review us. And she texted me, Christmas Eve, John. How's this a way to spoil Christmas? You've left a f*** in.
Oh, no. Now, she wasn't with kids at the time, was
no,
she?
No, she WhatsApped me.
Okay.
But well, that's... So you spoiled her Christmas, and it was 10 minutes long when we got the joke after, like, 30 seconds.
The big test of whether I've learnt my lesson is whether I leave the f***ing that I said the first time, and then the other f***ing.
These ones.
The one that you said
this
about
is
your
too
sister,
many now.
And then
this
the ones
is,
I've just
this
done.
Is too many.
As long as they all get edited out, I
this
think we can
too,
say that I've learnt.
Yeah. Well, look, John, the thing is about the National Obsession, it's not a by-the-book... straight down the line podcast about National League football.
Yeah.
We try stuff, we attempt stuff.
Yes.
Doesn't always work all work.
We're risk takers.
But we look well are we?
Say risk
what
takers.
Are we? We try stuff. We try and be creative with it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, stop listening.
Exactly.
Well no, don't please don't stop listening.
Keep downloading it, but don't listen.
Yeah.
We need
download
it stats.
Exactly. Stats. Yeah. Do we need to cover anything else?
I think we're done.
The National Obsession.
John, I believe you are going to focus on...
Gateshead.
Gateshead.
I've had a bit of a dilemma here because I'm not 100% sure that I haven't done Gateshead already.
Have
it
we
feels
focused
like one
on
that
Gateshead?
I don't think I have, though.
I feel like you have. I mean, if we could go back and look. But
I did sort of have a look, but then I ran out of time.
He wants to listen to that shit again.
I bleep that one out as well. I don't think I have, but if any completists out there think I have, please.
Well,
drop us
I'm
a line.
Thinking you may have maybe thinking because you've said Gateshead a lot because of Gary
I think
Hours.
So possibly, maybe I've thought about doing it and disregard. Anyway, I'm going to do it.
I hate Gary Hours. Anyway, carry on.
Yes, back to more. Gateshead were established in 1977.
Oh, that's not very long, is it?
After the original Gateshead United folded in the mid 70s, so they're a Gateshead Football Club and a new team in Gateshead.
A Phoenix club.
Block. Yeah, exactly. The original Gateshead club was formed in 1899, same year as us, as South Shields Adelaide.
Ooh.
A bit confusing for people from South Shields and Adelaide.
The SSA.
It has nothing to do with South Shields or Adelaide these days. The club was voted out of the Football League in 1960, eventually folded in the 70s. A new club was established and they started down in a sort of northern premier down there. Ooh. Reached the conference for the first time in the mid-80s and then basically spent the next sort of 10, 15 years flipping between the conference and the northern premier. Eventually got back into the conference in 2008-09. 2013-14 season, they finished third in the league, got to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Beat Grimsby in the semi-finals.
Oh.
Set up a Wembley final against Cambridge, which they lost 2-1.
Ooh. John, I'm going to stop you. I'm enjoying the focus on.
Yeah.
But I'm missing your jokes.
They're coming, boy. Oh, they're coming.
Might regret saying that. Carry on.
The club's crest incorporates an image of the Angel of the North.
Oh.
Quite appropriate.
You should go
really.
And see. I'm not going to do his joke because it's not my joke, but there's a comedian called John Fothergill.
Yeah.
Who has the best. You should go and see him live. He's always on the Comedy Store all over the place. Very, very funny man, John Fothergill. And he has the best Angel of the North joke.
Really?
Very, very. Is it John Fothergill? Now I'm saying that. Or is it Andy Askins? It's either both good comics. John Fothergill or Andy Askins. Go and see both of them. One of them. It's got a very good Angel of the North
if you get
joke.
The wrong one,
well, you'll still enjoy yourself.
Do the Angel of the North.
Carry on. About?
Let's get to the joke, shall we? Their current
squad. Let's find out. I thought we may have had them.
So, in fact, shall we play a little game of Guess the Joke?
Yeah, go on.
Their current squad includes Robbie Tinkler.
Robbie Tinkler. Which way will have John have gone with his cracker style jokes? Maybe next year for Christmas we'll do some National Obsession
crackers.
Good idea. Put that in the memory bank.
The
Tinkler. The Tinkler. Which way have you gone? He's forever running off the pitch because he needs a wee.
Yeah, could do that. Always playing the piano.
Oh, that's okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Good.
Tinkling.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on, John.
Russell Penn
goes down in the box. No. Russell Penn.
His best mates are all Penn friends.
Okay. Yeah. Go on.
Macaulay Langstaff.
Oh yeah. Home Alone.
I can actually think of one for that.
Home Alone, Macaulay.
Name, yeah, Macaulay. Langstaff.
He's always Home Alone. Langstaff.
Old Langstaff.
Old Langstaff. Very popular. He's whenever he's in a wall, he asks to cross hands. That's it.
Their manager is Steve Watson, former Newcastle and Everton defender.
Yeah.
He replaced Neil Aspin. Aspin, or I like.
You can't speak today, John. Can you?
Well, it's Neil Aspin, but you have to say aspirin to make the joke right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if his assistant was Ian Buprofen.
Yeah, but you can't.
But if his name's not aspirin, isn't
you can't work. Just change how someone's name is said.
No, that's true.
For the joke,
it's true. You can't. Amongst,
I like the sound of Ian Buprofen
he's
though.
Good, yeah.
Can we see if there is anyone called that? Ian Buprofen.
Buprofen.
Yeah.
Ian Buchanan. No.
No, Buprofen.
I'd be surprised. No.
You're more likely to get someone called someone from the African Cup of Nations called Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. I'll have a look.
Have
on,
a look.
I'll
at
have
that.
A look on Facebook while we
okay.
go.
Okay. Yes.
So where the hell was it? Amongst Steve Watson's backroom staff is John Gamble.
Oh.
Bit of a risk. Bit of a risk taker.
Oh, mate. I mean, you don't even have to do it on that one.
I think everyone was probably ahead of me.
Okay. Not probably.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Go on.
Amongst their former managers, Alan Shoulder.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Good,
yeah.
And Ian Bogie as well.
Ian Bogie. Now, he used to play for, I'm going to say, Bradford City. Can you look
one
that
of
up,
those
John?
Teams. The Colonel to his.
That's nice, yeah, see? Yeah.
That's better.
Good. Always get picked before everyone else.
Colonel Bogie kids.
First
look
pick.
It up.
Always first pick.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very good.
That's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was better.
I was just Googling Ian Bogie.
Did everyone get that? Because I said pick a lot while I was explaining it to John, who I didn't think was listening.
I was trying to multitask.
Yeah.
He played for Newcastle, Preston, Port Vale, not Bradford.
Not Bradford, got that wrong. I was thinking of someone else.
Notable ex-players for Gateshead.
Here we go.
Someone called Steve Bowie, which sounds a bit like Steve Howie, said by Brian Bedonne.
Yeah. Steve Bowie was a victim. To all the changes, turn and face the change.
David Bowie's brother Steve.
Yeah, Steve. That's a good sitcom. That's a good sitcom,
Steve
isn't it?
Steve Bowie. Yeah.
And Steve Bowie just never mentions his brother Dave.
Yeah, guy,
David just David, never mentions him. How's your brother David?
Who?
What? Yeah. Not doing anything. What? No, I don't know what you're on about. Or he's never heard of David Bowie.
Yeah. Well, he's got his
that's
own.
That's the sitcom.
He's got his own alter ego, like Riggy Stardust.
Yeah. He thinks he's come up with it himself. Oh, that's good.
They've got no known famous fans at all, and
none.
They're often finding with clubs at this level, it's a bit hard to come
what
up.
Level? The top level?
Yeah.
The National League, John?
I think we're a bit flushed for famous fans. I think we sort of take it.
Yeah.
Let's take it for granted.
Okay.
Not everybody's got him.
Of course.
Notable people from Gateshead. Marcus
yes.
Bentley, the voice
of Big Brother.
Brother,
yes.
Dear 47 and Gateshead are still a painfully average conference side. No, okay,
that
fine.
That was it. Okay,
fine,
go on.
Okay. Jill Halfpenny is from Gateshead.
Do you say Halfpenny or Halfpenny?
Jill Halfpenny. I think you say Jill Halfpenny.
No, that's probably just how I say it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jill Halfpenny. What's she up to these days, Jill Halfpenny?
She was in Corrie, wasn't she?
Let's look her up, John. See what she, how she's getting
Halfpenny
on.
Ding.
She's 42, John.
Yep.
42, years active, 1989 to the present. Focus on
Jill Halfpenny.
She's was married to Craig Conway. 3 years, 2007 to 2010. Let's find out who Craig... Focus on Craig Conway. Craig Conway is an English actor born in South Shields.
Oh, right, OK. Mm,
yeah. And now he's with Brooke Lang. Still
right.
Going on. They have a son together. Won't talk about him. He's from our friends in the north. The last job on record for him is The Hybrid, in which he played Mason. I think you're well off without him, Jill Halfpenny. Now, she has won the Laurence Olivier for Best Performance in a Supporting Role in a Musical.
Really?
She's in creds.
Jill Halfpenny wins the Laurence Olivier and you're sat here.
I'm sitting here.
Talking about Gateshead.
Well, I think we should try and
no
get
justice.
Her on. Do you wonder
okay.
if she's a fan?
I shouldn't think so, but you never know.
Yep, just says she's divorced, John, so I can't sit you up with her, I'm afraid. So,
there's a considerable age gap as well, but...
Oh.
Love knows... No, oh, for Christ.
I don't think... Love knows not how to speak, apparently.
I don't know what's going on today.
The National Obsession.
Let's go to Talky Corner.
I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Talky Corner. These are some things I want to say. Hours out.
Yeah.
Cool out. Don't know who out.
Okay.
I don't know who else to bring in.
There's not many people left after that.
I just don't think they have any idea.
Not what,
name,
not,
they, I cannot name you one player they've bought in. Or I've gone, oh yeah, that's good signing.
They have not made the impression that you would have hoped, considering both the length that, of time they've been there and the length of time that we waited for them. The,
you have to make, to stay up, you have to have garner some sort of team spirit, make them feel like it's us against them.
Yeah.
Get some positivity running through the team.
You've got the situation with Guy Nabuyu, who Gary has said is going to be the striker to solve all our problems.
Plan Guy.
He trumpets him up. He brings him in from France. Barely plays him. At Boreham Wood, he brought on Jean-Paul Pittman ahead of him, who is useless, worse than useless. And then Nabuyu is on the bus home from Boreham Wood and then the next day leaves. And Gary has comes out and says, well, it's pretty disrespectful, actually. Well, I'll tell you what's disrespectful, actually, Gary, is bringing him all the way over... Barely giving him any games, and then when there's a perfect opportunity to at Boreham Wood, bringing someone like Jean-Paul Pittman on.
You play him, wouldn't you? You play him. Just play him 3 games in a row.
That's disrespectful.
See what happens.
That's just where, the problems on the pitch.
Where are the owners?
They have not been seen at a game. Well, no one's ever seen.
I'm not saying
Clark
they have
Osborne.
To be there, but
well,
where's any plan of what's going to happen?
Clark Osborne is, I'm not even sure he's been seen. He might have been seen at one game, perhaps, in the whole year that he's been in charge. He's not been in this season. He's had his deputies been going, but even he's stopped going. And that's it. We don't have a board. They promised to appoint a local board of directors because he's based up in Bristol and didn't come down that often. They've never materialised. So it's a one-man board. They've, like, you know, they've had this 5-year plan. They promised in a year. We've not seen it. They promised to hold a fans forum when they arrived. That's never happened.
They don't want it, do they? They don't want it. Basically, they don't want it. They don't want it.
As they proved, one of their first intentions was to try and purchase the freehold to the land. That got knocked back, but...
They don't want the club. No. So I'm assuming they're not terrible, evil villains. You know.
Yeah. I mean, look, all you can go on is their track record at sort of Greyhound tracks, Speedway tracks.
Swindon and Reading and Hereford.
What else are they in it for?
Well...
Should we cheer ourselves up by rewinding back to Boreham Wood?
Yeah, let's go. Let's listen to some actual match.
I'm not so happy we turned to Elstree for EastEnders' Tim Reynolds.
Tim Reynolds.
Back on his home turf where they record EastEnders.
Bring back Tim Reynolds.
But yeah, Charlie and I met up at Boreham Wood and watched the game progress.
So you joined us here at Boreham Wood with my friend Tom, who's a massive football fan. I can see John Cadogan in the distance, but he seems to be surrounded by Father Christmas and a couple of other reprobates. He's near the singer, so I don't know if he's going to kick off. He's with his dad. So John's singing corner. Club shop in the corner seems to be half a sort of old porter cabin, half porter cabin that used to do extra science in, that sort of thing. I'm still predicting a 3-1. Tom, your first time seeing the Gulls in the National League. You were predicting 2-1 with Boreham Wood going 1-0 up. Boreham Wood have just scored. Playing this, John. How good was the goal, John?
I think the phrase is schoolboy. Some people seem to think it wasn't the corner around me. There's a lot of anger. But it was a corner. And then we just decided not to mark him. Which
I thought
never helpful.
A bloke turned up. Oh, I thought it was just a normal bloke, but it appears to be the Grim Reaper turned up. We were laughing at him anyway.
He is, yeah.
Just as they scored.
He thought it was possibly Fagin from Oliver. Ooh, there's a touch of the Bernard Cribbins going on.
The ghost of Christmas future.
Really, as soon as he turned up, they scored.
Get back to the match. This is a new low. This is a new low.
Coming to the end of the first half, John.
Yeah.
It's been absolutely awful, hasn't it?
It's been the longest minutes of my life.
Worst game of football I've ever seen in my life. Nothing fun has happened. I still love the National League, but this is really the dreadful.
I mean, Torquay being appalling. There's no atmosphere.
No.
The Boreham Wood fans might as well not be here.
Yeah.
Torquay fans have all but given up.
Yeah.
We've got nothing up
front. Boreham Wood. This is like, I thought Sutton United was quiet.
Yeah.
But this is like...
I know, they're just standing there.
Just empty.
Just come through.
Hours, it's a disgrace. Someone's just shouted that.
Someone did shout at
that
one
was,
point
that
in the
was
first
bring, bringing him down.
There was a Boreham Wood player down injured, yeah. And someone shouted that. If this was rugby, we'd be playing on, which seemed like a fairly pointless, yeah. Pointless thing
point,
to shout. There's a bit of anger.
I was wishing
stands.
It was rugby at that point. But... Oh, just
it's
awful. Wasted our £18 here.
Think
of all the things we could have spent £18 on, John.
We have a listener, one of our fans. One of our. When you could maybe not do it live.
Maybe don't do it.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't do it without the.
I was watching that
without the tune.
It was on
will you send
it?
Back? Oh, that's good, isn't it? Sunshine on League. That's good, Phil. This is really awful, isn't it? This is a really terrible ground, terrible atmosphere.
Yeah.
The match is awful. I hate them.
I hate being here.
Why are we here?
It's 2.5 hours to get here in the rain.
Explain it.
It'll all turn around. Second. I'm Sean from Leicester, by the way.
Yes.
Sean, we should have.
Come on,
that was
really,
you're meant to be the professional one amongst us, John.
It's all right.
Sean from Leicester.
Yeah, it's not been very good. We look...
A Torquay fan of how many years?
I think
years?
My first game was 2000, so what? 17 years now.
The glory years.
It was far better back then.
Where's Saunders?
It's been awful. This
and,
is awful.
Do you love the National League?
Yeah, I do like the National League.
Do you?
I'd like to stay in it, if possible.
No,
it'd be good to stay in it.
The National League South.
But, yeah, I mean, if it's South, we're done for up north.
Yeah.
Obviously, Northern Exiles.
Of course, yeah.
And
who's your favourite other National League team? Well, their best ground.
Our nearest one in Leicester is Solihull Moors.
I went there last year.
We scored
Damson
in the last
Park.
Minute. It was brilliant. So I suppose Solihull Moors, because they're just about as bad as we are.
Damson Park.
And they play in blue and yellow, don't they? So I would go for that. What the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
A proper fan.
This is good news.
It gets me through my Friday mornings.
Oh, good. Well, thank you very much. We'll see if non-league raise here somewhere.
Yes.
There we are. The Torquay fans have been nothing short of two of them have been really embarrassing.
Sean would have missed this because he was down the other end, but there was an argument with a ball boy going on a minute ago and the organiser of the travel club. It all kicked off.
That's
all kicked off in the away end.
Sign, is it?
It's not a good sign.
Even the fans are turning
the
on each
boy.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sheer frustration.
If it was National League South next season, it's looking increasingly likely. Although I say, still say we're staying up.
I think it'll click. At some point, it'll click.
It'll click.
But that might be 2009.
Get rid of Gary and get Martin.
Second half started. I've moved away from John to stand behind the goal again. We're in the attack at the moment, and vital effort on the wing, on the ball. Going to cut inside, looking right, looking left, standing still. Cut and done by his man, and Alvarez throwing. And that's pretty much how it's gone the whole match. This is really, 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 really awful. We just fought on Guy. Plan Guy is in action. This is it. Last roll of the dice. 15 minutes to go. Reed on the right wing. On the right wing. Crosses the ball. Kicks it to the other side of the pitch. And it goes out for a throw-in. As I say, pretty much could have commentated on any part of this game. And that would have been what I've said. The most inept, terrible match, terrible talkie display I think I've ever seen. It's just, I think it's just given a penalty, I think, for something that happened completely off the ball. Vince Dorrell looking resplendent in pink on his goal line. Ref whistles. And they score. And it's 2-0. And that puts a tin lid on it. Oh my god. It was just awful.
That is up there with Peterborough 5 Torquay 2 in about 2006, 7-ish.
I don't understand what's going on. What's happening?
We didn't have a shot in 90 minutes. We didn't have a single shot. People are still applauding for some reason.
Still waiting for the team. Sure why. I think that must be players, mums and dads.
It must literally just be a stand.
He's a mentalist.
David gave away a penalty in about the 80th minute.
I don't know what Gary Owens is doing.
I don't want him at the club.
I just don't want him at the club.
Today's the day I've turned.
I'd have Nicholson back.
You can't say that Nicholson would have done any worse than this. It's just appalling.
God. I didn't have any shot. We had no shots on target.
We didn't have a single shot. We didn't make their keeper safe.
Making me question everything, John.
That was a waste of an afternoon.
Back to John in the studio. Right, let's go and have a curry.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That fails.
The phone is right. Oh, gosh.
That makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah. That was Talkie Corner.
The National Obsession.
So, Charlie, this is episode 17.
Yeah.
We're 17 episodes in. I'll be honest. The correspondence dried up a little bit for 4 or 5 weeks.
Hey, mate, it's Christmas post.
Exactly.
Christmas post. Takes a little bit longer.
But I'm delighted to say we have a bulging post sack, so it's time to return to the letters from a listener.
Will you send back a letter from a listener?
God, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back in the post bag, in the post room. We met a listener, didn't we, John?
We did, yeah, which you will have heard in the...
In that package I just listened to. We met a listener. It was very nice. He was quoting...
Sean from Leicester.
It was Sean, yeah. Hello, Sean, if you're listening. He was quoting the show and everything. Very nice to meet you all. Thank you very much for that, Sean. Genuinely, it was the best thing that happened all day.
It really was, actually. Yes, we've had some new correspondence. Thank you very much to Maura Kitson.
Okay.
She says,
is she one of Kitson's solicitors in the bay?
I don't know. No, I don't think they are. Okay. And I'll tell you why. They say, dearest Charlie and Joan.
Joan Cardigan.
On our way to a non-league match every Saturday, my partner and I listen avidly to your hilarious musings.
Ah.
However, we've been slightly perturbed with the recent Dickensian-style story, which did meander somewhat.
Oh.
Yeah, we've already addressed that. Dear. Sorry about that.
John, that nearly made us lose a listener.
We could have lost a listener.
This might have been a letter of resignation.
That's just no offence intended. Well, none taken. The offence was all mine, really, more. If you were characters from Dickens, I thought that after Charlie's drunken antics the other week, he would be old Bill Barley, a bedridden retired ship's purser who suffers from gout.
I'd be good at that, wouldn't I? You can see me in that Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
old Bill Barley, you say?
You walk in with a limp.
Bill Barley here. What story is he in? Bill Barley.
I'm not not sure, actually. Mm. I thought I knew my Dickens all right, but I don't, right. I've never heard of old Bill Barley.
Have you ever had Dickens cider?
No.
No? My wife likes Dickens cider.
Really? Isn't a Canadian politician?
You missed that joke.
Great, sorry.
Completely there.
I suddenly got Bill Barley as
you
well.
You weren't listening.
Go again.
No, it's okay, fine, you missed it. It's fine, John. You carry on.
Bill Barley's in Great Expectations. I don't remember that. Well, there you go. Obviously wasn't listening.
Bill Barley. Oh, you've got Great Expectations, you say.
You don't even have to put on the voice. It's all right.
Ah, Bill Barley. Yes, another pint of barley, please, barman. Oh, me gout's playing up. I think you're right, Maura. Yep. I think you'd be good at it.
John could be Tiny Tim.
Ah, poor old Tiny Tim.
Thanks for keeping us entertained, even if you are from the South.
Ah.
Happy New Year, non-league Northerners.
So they she didn't have a team. Maura doesn't have a team.
Well, she's not said.
You need to choose a team, Maura. If you haven't got a team, I'm going to give you the Coasters, AFC Fylde, yes, as your team, Maura. Let us know.
More correspondence as well. Thank you very much, Maura. Comes in from David. Dave Wilson.
Okay.
He says, Dear John and Charlie, Happy New Year.
Thanks Happy New
for
Year,
the
David.
From the National Obsession this season. Pleasure's all ours.
That's nice.
As a Torquay fan, I'm obviously worried about TUFC this season, but this week's been particularly bad with the news that Gilbert the Gull, our mascot, has left.
Yeah.
Or perhaps been transferred. I feel somehow responsible for this, as I was cheeky to Gilbert earlier in the season by pretending to give him half my Twix and then eating it.
Oh.
A cheap joke.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I've recently succumbed to temptation by going to Argyle with a friend twice over
what?
Christmas. What? I feel this
That's
may have...
worse than the... Now, the carry on.
I feel this may have brought bad luck to the club and hence Gilbert's departure. Any idea how this could be rectified?
No.
I was thinking about applying to be the new mascot. Could this change this tide of bad fortune befalling TUFC? Or do I need to perform an incantation like Charlie?
Yes.
Close the Twix circle in
I can
some
suggest
way.
Regards
one. Dave.
I'll tell you what, I love Dave's letter, and it's thrown up a few things.
Yep.
First of all, I'm going to start at the end and work backwards.
Okay.
A Twix circle.
Yeah.
Ooh. Is that, although, is a Twix circle a euphemism of some kind, John?
I should have looked that up, actually.
Yeah. I think a Twix circle might be something we maybe not want to talk about on a non-explicit.
Yeah.
A Twix circle. But this is what I'm going to say. Have you ever heard of when they call something a shit sandwich, John?
Yes.
So you give good feedback, terrible feedback. Good feedback.
Yeah.
This is what happened then. This is what he was doing then. He said, oh, I had a little joke with Gilbert the Gull. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yeah, the Twix. Great fun. I went to Plymouth.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, can I? Oh, I love the podcast. I love the podcast.
I went to Plymouth.
Yeah. I don't think. Going to see the Argo, not just once, twice.
I have a confession to make.
Go to Argyle once. More fool
shame on,
me.
Yeah.
Shame on you. What is it? Shame
fool
on
me once,
you.
Shame on you. Yeah.
Go to Argyle twice.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I have been to watch Argyle once. So
as
shame
a fan.
On me. It was in the away end at Barnet with my mate who's a Plymouth fan. Does that count?
Tourist. It's tourism.
Yeah, football.
That
tourism.
Counts as
That's
tourism.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that.
Well, Dave, I mean, you are going to have to close the Twix loop somehow because I think at the moment you're in the upside down. You are.
Yes, that's what it is. You watch Stranger Things. Now, you could become Gilbert the Gull. Have you? I wonder if you've applied, Dave.
I think that seems to me like
what's
the
process?
Way
the G factor. You know, in Crystal Palace, they release that eagle.
Yes, I've met the eagle
at the beginning of the match. Could we do a similar thing with a gull?
Or release a gull
at Torquay?
Will it just angrily attacking?
Just cage a gull.
Can you imagine how annoyed the gull
and then
would be?
Every match, we release a gull. Like, and anyone who's got chips, like a chip on a string. You know they do, that with a bird of prey?
Yes.
And they have a gauntlet. So you could have one of Vincent Durrell's gloves as the gauntlet. Bit of old fishing wire with a chip on the end of it.
Yeah.
Just waggling it round
and
play more.
Release
and
the gull.
Release the gull and the seagull comes out.
Okay, David, so you've got to apply, become Gilbert, and then set this in motion.
Or, David, you could be the person who catches the gulls on the seafront as your recompense.
Has to cage it.
Your job, your recompense for going to watch Argyle twice is to cage a seagull.
And deliver it to Playmore.
Okay, David,
okay,
thank you for your letter. We really genuinely appreciate
it. And finally, an actual physical letter.
This is unbelievable.
This
three?
Yeah.
I can't believe this, John. I feel like we've got like some people actually listening and enjoying the show.
Well, this is from possibly our biggest fan. This is from Steve Smith of Smith Design.
Thank you,
wonderful
Steve.
Smith Design. He says, hi, John and Charlie. Thought you might like these to give out and spread the word. In fact, if I'd been thinking about this, I should have taken them to Boreham Wood. Remember us when Hollywood comes a-knocking.
Oh,
cheers
yeah.
for now, Steve Smith, brackets, not that one. And what he's given us...
Not which
us,
one? Oh, the Australian cricketer.
Yeah.
Although
he's given
he could score 100 not out.
And the more I think about it, the more I'm kicking myself for not taking these to Boreham Wood. What a complete idiot.
John, I mean, you are like semi-producer of this show. You are in charge of like that sort of side.
Producing 101 right there. Stickers.
Oh, stickers with our face on. Unbelievable.
Stickers with our
Thank
face
you, Steve.
And Nat Obbs Pod Twitter.
Yeah, we'll get a picture of these out on the Twitter feed.
We should have been
Twitter
going
feed.
Around the way and delivering.
Should have had, like that, like all the people we've met who like the show.
Yeah.
You know.
This is the picture as well that could be one for Up the Arse Corner.
Oh, it is Up the Arse Corner stickers.
Yeah,
up the Twix Circle.
Says that. We've also got badges.
This is unbelievable. What does Steve do? He's a designer, but he's obviously...
Not a lot, but
he's got time.
And some business cards.
Well, Steve, thank you so much.
Yes.
I really hope that's not really put you out too much, but we do genuinely appreciate
it's lovely.
It.
Lovely, thank you, Steve. And your continued support.
Design and support.
It's lovely.
So that is three bits of correspondence. We love your letters.
nationalobsession@gmail.com if you wish to write to us. And that was another thrilling edition of Letters from a Listener.
Go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
Pretty good, John. Are
Pretty
you,
good.
Or no good?
Pretty good.
I mean, it was a long episode this week.
It was.
Probably too long. Not quite as long as... I think it's still going on, that Christmas call.
Yeah.
Still going on
I've
somewhere.
I've just left myself in the other room. It's still going.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Wrexham at the weekend.
Yeah.
Must be an idiot. Wrexham away. Whoever you support in the National League or the non-leagues, then have a great weekend and keep on supporting your clubs. That is it from The National Obsession.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.